Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Las Vegas, famous, fabulous playground of the West. A wide open town that never goes to sleep.
Vegas! Vegas, baby, Vegas!
You're either in or you're out. Right now.
My best mates are going to Las Vegas this weekend. I'm told it's incredible.
Las Vegas, here we go!
Pack your bags and get ready for a different kind of Vegas experience with someone who knows Vegas inside and out. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Welcome to Las Vegas. Today's show features a brand new feature for the holidays. Each week, you'll hear suggestions from Eddie Osterlund, America's very first master sommelier, to make this holiday season extra special. Today, Eddie O will begin with a three-week series on Thanksgiving. Also today, you'll meet a great local singer, Lanny Counts, who sings some of the best all-time songs from the world of rhythm and blues. You want to talk about popular? Today you'll also meet Colin Sav, who reach tens of millions of folks every week on a variety of social media outlets. And if you're worried about the flu, we've got answers from Dr. Monica Mercer. All that, including our regular features with Flipping Vegas star Gady Medrano and your Vegas insider, Scott Robin.
She's out of my life.
Well, I know a lot of you have been asking about, hey, what's Lanny Counts up to? Everybody enjoyed that show that we did almost a year ago now. Well, Lanny's back with us, and he's doing some really exciting things and something you can plan on for some of your trips, maybe perhaps down to Nevada. Lanny, tell us what you got going on, because the show you were describing to me earlier sounds like something that I know people are just going to love, whether they're that age and grew up with it or whether they just kind of know a little of these like Hall of Famers that you sing.
I'm sorry. Oh, my goodness. Okay. The show is so much fun. It is just an absolute thrill ride. It is called The Greatest R&B Songs Ever Written. This was produced by Mr. Clint Holmes, a staple here in Las Vegas, superstar, two-time Grammy-nominated artist. And his brand-new album is absolutely phenomenal. It's called At the Rendezvous. If you're not hip to that, you need to get hip to that for sure. And so he produced this latest show for me, and very exciting. We just finished a run at the Lone Tree Arts Center in Lone Tree, Colorado, which is right outside of Denver. Kind of like saying off-Broadway, I guess. And the show is just an absolute thrill ride. It is some of the greatest R&B stuff. I mean, you can imagine with a title like that, it's a show that could last about 4 months unending. But so we had to pick, you know, and it was so difficult to pick, you know, enough songs to put into about an hour and a half space. Well, and we're actually running about an hour and 44, to be honest with you, because I just can't take anything out, you know. once we got it all compressed, we couldn't figure out how to take anything out of it. So
it's music that you know the songs, you love them, but if you haven't heard Lanny, and we'll play a couple of tunes here, you got to know he can deliver these. I mean, I'm always amazed at your versatility. Like, you can do some of the stuff from the high singers to the power voices. I mean, is it just you've been singing this all your life, and you know, you just love this?
Yes, these are songs that I've just, I guess you could say, been married to for a long time. I've been, you know, just a music lover pretty much all my life, and so many of these songs, they just kind of get a hold of you, and they don't let you go. They don't turn you loose, so to speak.
Well, yeah. Well, and, you know, just give people just a little taste of it. You do things like From the Delphonics, which was great music, but then you turn around, Barry White. I mean, those are two different things, and they both sound great. I imagine the audience enjoy the kind of roller coaster you put them on.
Didn't I blow your mind this time? Didn't I? I've got to leave you, baby. You know, we just kind of play around with different things like that, and then we could go someday, someway, you wake up and realize, oh, that one day is a true love. It's just a matter of time. I got the words all mixed up on that because I don't have them. I can't remember any lyrics anymore. I'm sorry, y'all.
Well, I tell you, he remembers them in the shows, I got to tell you. I mean, do you have to be careful with your voice? Because, you know, just you're using it like an instrument. I would imagine you must be really careful. You don't want to go into smoky rooms and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I do. And I'm all sinusy today, as you can probably hear. The sinus stuff is kicking up here in Vegas. But yeah, I do. I and my voice, for some reason, I'm like super sensitive to stuff like cigarette smoke and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I do have to really be careful as you can possibly be. So.
Well, yeah, well, when you come, so don't bring your cigarettes or keep them outside, but you'll want to see it. So let's tell them there's a couple of great performances coming up in Nevada that we can plan for. What are they?
Yes, coming up Saturday, November the 3rd, this would be in Mesquite, Nevada, which is about an hour north of Las Vegas, at the Casablanca Showroom. And that it's a Saturday, November the 3rd, and that show is going to start at 8 p.m. And it's I'm running pretty much the same show at this song. It's the greatest R&B songs ever written. And then the very next day, Sunday, November 4th, we'll be back here in Las Vegas at the West Las Vegas Library Theater. And that show will start at 7 p.m. So, yeah, make sure you, if you want a quick little getaway, if you're here in Las Vegas, or, you know, Mesquite is a fun little getaway. And then, of course, Sunday, November 4th, right here in Las Vegas. So,
more with Lanny Counts in a few moments, but up now, we'd like to introduce a new feature just in time for the holidays. One of the world's foremost authorities on wine and entertaining, Master Sommelier Eddie Osterlin, joins us to discuss how we can make our holidays extra special this year. We call this feature Eddie O, the Wine Guy. Thanksgiving's coming up. People want to do something special this year. What do you recommend for somebody who wants to kick it up a notch?
Well, you know, Thanksgiving, everybody thinks right away turkey and all the trimmings. And what I see happening at Thanksgiving is this. As I've said to you before, people don't like being hungry. So when they come in, they're nibbling and noshing on all that stuff that people put out, whether it's walnuts or the accoutrements that everybody puts out, from the marshmallow yams and the cheeses and the salamis. And by the time they get to the turkey, they're done eating. So I tell people, how about you come into my house? I'm going to do a heritage turkey, one of the best you could possibly get. And as soon as you walk in my freaking door, I'm putting a turkey drumstick in your face going, taste this. It's so good. Just came out of the oven. You know, why not? Because that's what I really want them to taste, rather than eat everything on the way up there. On the other hand, because everybody's doing turkey, why not do it differently? And I love to get game birds. There's all kinds you can, but I particularly use pheasant. For the last 4 years, we always cook a couple of pheasants, because when you have them side by side next to the turkey, I mean, the pheasant says to the turkey, just stand over there because you're not flavorful enough to compete with me. You're good. You make great sandwiches tomorrow with the stuffing and the gravy. But, I'm the king and I'm the pheasant. And you could go to grouse. You could go to partridge. There's just so many birds. I use a website called D'Artagnan.com out of New Jersey, and they sell birds that they tell you, attention, there's buckshot in these birds, you know. But it's kind of fun to have people, you know, eating something. I'm the kind of guy who, if you're, eating a steak at my house, and when you're halfway through it, I'll go, how do you like that steak? Oh, this is great. And I'll go, what kind of animal do you think that is? And they look back at me like, what? I go, what's wild boar, you know, or it's elk, or, you know, but everybody else is doing the same damn thing. You want to be different.
You'll hear from Eddie next week, continuing our conversation about Thanksgiving. When you visit Las Vegas, you're always looking for fun things to do. And I think one thing you got to put on your list is the Neon Museum. It's fantastic. What a way to learn the history of Las Vegas, but by the signs that go back all the way to the 1930s. The lobby, in fact, is a restored shell from the old La Concha Motel. It's a lot of fun. The staff there is incredible. A really unique Las Vegas experience. So you can learn the history and have a blast. Go to neonmuseum.org. That's neonmuseum.org. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Manchi on the BizTalk Radio Network.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, two blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. GetTheTea.com. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now, 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to Lanny Counts, local Las Vegas R&B singer, who will be featured in a couple of venues this weekend in Las Vegas. So let's tell folks in the meantime, they want to go, well, who's this guy you're talking about? He sounds good, but I want to hear some more. You're all over YouTube. Where should people look to see what you're up to and what you're doing?
Well, if you want to check out some of my YouTube stuff, it's pretty simple. Basically, just Google Lanny Counts, L-A-N-N-I-E, C-O-U-N-T-S, Counts as in Count Dracula, Lanny Counts, Las Vegas, and a lot of my YouTube stuff will come up. I sing with a fantastic, incredible band here in Las Vegas called Santa Fe and the Fat City Horns. And Santa Fe is an institution. They've been going for about 35 years, led by the phenomenal Jerry Lopez. Lopez brothers were just, if you want to talk about some phenomenal singing, instrument playing guys, I mean, it doesn't get any better. And the whole band is phenomenal. 15-piece band, 6 horns, and every last one, and there's 5 singers, and every last one of these people are like, I would say, ninja, Jedi, ninja. God, I mean, it just doesn't get any better. University professors, and so if you want to see a tremendous band, and Santa Fe plays every Monday night at the Bootlegger, South Las Vegas Strip, the Copa Room at the Bootlegger, and we start at 7:30. Doors are at 6 p.m. So if you want to see something that's going to make your jaw hit the floor, you definitely don't want to miss Santa Fe.
Yeah, that's really great advice. And the Bootlegger, as you know, we've talked about it before. It's a great place to eat. It's a great place to see really top-name entertainment. Lanny, thank you so much. Really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a good chance you actually know who our guests are today. They have 100 million followers. It's unbelievable to tune into their various social channels. Their names are Cole and Savannah LeBrant, and they're with us today. They got a great new book out called Cole and Sav, Our Surprising Love Story. Well, guys, fascinating. I got to ask you, first thing, you know, so many people watch your lives go on, and of course, that's part of this whole thing. How does it feel to have that many people kind of living with you, so to speak?
It's obviously encouraging, and it helps keep us accountable, and has a lot of positive things that come from it. Overall, we are normal people who live in a normal neighborhood, have normal friends, and live a normal life. Just happen to have millions of people who, for various reasons, like to tune into our channel and keep up with our lives. So it's very humbling, but we definitely just live very normal lives outside of it.
Well, you know, it is interesting. 27 million people tune in to watch your wedding video. I think it's interesting that you say it keeps you accountable. So is that something you kind of think about? I mean, is it? I mean, of course, you're very spiritual people. You believe in God. Is this a way, though, of kind of being true to that, to everybody that you encounter?
Yeah, definitely, to some extent. A big part of our book was how we waited for marriage with each other, and we talked about a little bit. Just, you know, I think accountability is a huge part in anything that you want to overcome that's difficult. And for us, the fact that as we were going through that journey of waiting, we were honest about it, and the fact that we were honest with millions of people about it. Had we have messed up, you know, we would have had that guilt, and we would have been honest that we had. So it was that built-in accountability for, you know, that and so many other things, just what we stand for. You know, obviously you got millions of eyes watching it, so you got to be in your A-game at all times.
Well, I think what's really kind of cool about your book is not only your story, which is very interesting, but also this worksheet at the end. I love this because you have several days where you go through and you work with people. People can take notes and so forth. And that's kind of taken it the next step. Was that something when you decided to write the book, you wanted to make it more than just a simple biography?
It's funny because Savannah and I aren't big readers. So we wanted our book to be very simple to understand, very easy to read, while at the same time being very deep and honest about our lives. After we finished writing the book, our book team and ourselves were looking at it, and we thought, you know, it was awesome, but it could really take it to the next level. And because we felt it almost got much deeper than we even intended for it to be, turning it into almost a slight devotional style at the very end would be the perfect touch to help people, you know.
Well, it makes sense. I think a lot of people really are, I won't say the word envious because that has kind of a negative connotation to it, but I think they'd love to have a relationship like you guys have. I think everybody would, and it's just kind of nice because it kind of explains that it's not just a matter of luck or providence. It's a matter of you kind of have to live your lives and be open to these kind of things.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's talk about how you guys got together. Now, Savannah, 23 years old at the time, you're a single mother, you've had some unhealthy relationships. Who'd ever think that you would end up with a 19-year-old like that, coming from a completely different background? Did that take you by surprise?
Yeah, it did. I always just kind of thought I wasn't getting married and I was just going to be me and Everly. So... and I did think, though, if I, like, were to start dating again, it would probably be with, like, an older guy, like, maybe 20, 28, 30,
yeah,
who has a kid already, and just super mature and ready to settle down. But then I met this 19-year-old boy who I just happened to fall in love with, and it all just totally happened. It was a total God thing.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, you say it's a God thing. It's one of those things because... As I'm hearing you talk about it, I'm thinking, yeah, I think most people in your situation, you know, you've got a child, so are going to be thinking older person, you know, if you even bothered to do that. And to be,
yeah.
So you had to be kind of open to that. You know, what was the turning point on that?
I think I just realized how mature he was, because although he was 19 and he was silly and goofy and he made me laugh, he really was mature. And he was 100% ready to get married, and I could just tell he was equivalent to that of a 30-year-old maturity-wise and could totally take on the role as a dad to my daughter. So it just happened to work out perfectly.
Back with Cole and Savannah LeBrant in just a moment. Time now for Luxury Living Vegas Style with Flipping Vegas star Gady Medrano. This is a market where many, many more people want a pool, right? I mean, it's different now. You know, everybody in California used to like pools. Now it's like, oh, pool's expensive. But here, I still get the idea that a lot of homes have pools.
They either have pools or they have community pools. So that's also a big thing. For example, a community, if you need a private pool, that certain price ranges have that, and those sell. They're selling like hotcakes. Or you put, if you have a listing that has a pool that's, say, under $300,000, under $350,000, that's flying off the shelf. But And then also over a certain price point, a pool is expected. So, but for, you know, for the medium, for just a regular kind of medium prices in Las Vegas, there are a lot of options with community pools. So that's one way. And people still love pools. So you try to, most of the new communities do try to facilitate that.
You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi, coast to coast on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
And just a gigolo, and everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Now, let's return to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to Cole and Savannah LeBrant, social media superstars and authors of Cole and Sav, Our Surprising Love Story. Well, yeah, and Cole, what about you? You probably didn't think you were going to meet somebody a little older with a child and so forth, but was it one of those things where when you met, it's like, okay, none of that other stuff matters. I'm ready for this.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly how it was. It's kind of funny because Savannah and I, we, you know, obviously at this point in our relationship, we know everything about each other. We talk about everything. So we talked about, like, our future, you know, aspirations, the things that we pictured in people, and even people that we were maybe interested in before we even met each other. But it's like the second that we met each other, every thought that we had about what our future self might be like, every person before that we were maybe interested in, just like, we didn't even think about it at all. Like, Savannah was all I thought about and all I could think about marrying, and nothing else even made sense other than her. So it was just, yeah.
Now anybody that's watched you guys, you know, knows that this is nothing like the Kardashians, okay? This is nothing like that. I mean, is it something because, you know, you're not doing it the same way? It's not a reality show. It's different than that. Is that something that you kind of thought about, that we don't want to be like some of these other families that are on there that basically are making up drama for drama's sake? It doesn't seem like you do that at all. And is that a conscious decision?
Yeah, I think so. I also think so, too, that even though we do have our moments, we really don't have too much drama that goes into just our small little family. So to have to come up with some sort of drama to cause people to watch us would just kind of be a lie. So,
well, yeah, we always
try to be as honest as we can. So, like, whatever's going on, good or bad, we try to show it. Obviously, there's personal things that we just, for the sake of almost even legal reasons, can't put out there.
Right.
But other than that, everything's out there. So yeah. We really are blessed that we actually do love each other. And because of that, you know, we really don't want to fight. And it's going to happen time to time. And raising a kid is going to be struggles. But we know the bigger picture and what's more important.
Well, yeah, you know, and what's cool is you're genuine. Because I think when people first see it or they hear about it, they look at you, you know, very attractive family. And they're thinking, you know, I don't need to see these happy people running around. But as you kind of follow through the stuff, you realize that you're just regular people happy with each other. Really kind of showcasing a great relationship that we can all get things from and so forth, and it's just nice to see that.
Well, that was the ultimate goal whenever we first started filming was Savannah and I started filming 2 months after we started dating, and we had no idea where it would go, if anywhere, or if anybody but just our friends and family would see it. But, you know, whenever we're just 2 months into dating, you're so in love with each other, and it's so lovey-dovey, and we just kind of wanted to capture all those moments, especially with us doing long distance, and wanted to show people what a godly relationship can be and how awesome and enjoyable it can be at the same time while making the best decisions. And obviously we messed up a lot throughout the way, and you know, we're not perfect by any means.
Do you get the idea that, like, some people, when they hear the idea of you talk about a godly relationship, that people that don't know automatically assume, okay, well, this is really dull and it's phony and it's all this kind of thing. And you're trying to show them that, oh, no, this can be a great way to live.
Yeah. No, that's exactly it. I think so many people hear godly relationship and, like you said, can think, oh, that's so cheesy, it's going to be so boring, you got to do everything right, you can't have fun. When in reality, you know, the Bible says to follow Jesus and he will give you an abundant life. And, you know, by abundant, that means life to the fullest. And I think that whenever you stray outside of that, then it's all a lie. You'll think that certain things will lead to more fun, but every single time it'll come up short. And so whenever you really, really pursue this and do it the right way, and life's the best, and you live with no regrets. And it's just you really have so much fun doing it.
So what's next for you guys? You know, you have another child on the way, which is exciting. What else is going on?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the baby preparation, she's 2 months out now from that, so that'll be exciting. Everly's in kindergarten and three months out, something like that. But yeah, Everly's in kindergarten doing soccer and dance, so she has a full schedule, and just, you know, keep doing what we're doing. We really have a very busy, very full, very fun schedule that we keep up. So, yeah, we just want to keep doing this as long as God allows us to.
Well, the book is great. It's Cole and Sav, Our Surprising Love Story. It's a lot of fun and even has a little workbook on the back. I think you'll enjoy it. And then as far as social media goes, where do we go? I know it's not hard to find.
You want to tell them?
Yeah, our YouTube channel is Cole and Sav. And then we're just Sav LeBrant on Instagram and Cole LeBrant on Instagram.
Well, we will follow you. Thanks, guys, for really for joining us today. We look forward to talking with you again in the future.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Well, hey, it's that season again, but I'm not talking about Christmas just yet. Las Vegas is a place when you come to it, you know you're going to be encountering a number of different people. You'll be shaking hands. You're also going to be touching machines constantly. And when you have that type of thing, and it's this time of year, we're thinking flu. And with us, we have an expert on the topic, Dr. Monica Mercer. She is the Director of Scientific and Medical Affairs for Sanof Pasteur, and she's here to tell us what we can do to keep healthy during this flu season. Well, first of all, Dr. Mercer, I hear the word shot, and I kind of cringe a little bit, but it is worth that momentary pain. I understand it's actually a lot more important than we realize.
You know, Steve, that's absolutely right. And I'm really glad that you mentioned that, because I think many people do hear, oh, shot, needles, and they're uncomfortable. But I think, you know, if you really look at the value of a flu vaccine, and I'm going to cover that now, you know, hopefully by the end of our discussion today, you'll be thinking of it a little differently. So,
well, you know, and I wondered, is there ever been one time I went in and they go, well, you want a flu shot? And I did the wrong thing, folks. I said, I don't want to do that. But they had a thing where they could actually spray it in your mouth. Are we going to see more things like that as this becomes more and more important as the years go on?
Right. So we do. There are certainly options when you get your flu vaccine. Some of them depends on your age as to whether they are indicated for you. So the most common, as we already covered, is getting the flu shot as an intramuscular injection, usually in your arm. But there is an option for certain age groups between the age of 2 and 50, where there's a nasal spray option that is available, so that gets sprayed into the nose. Mm-hmm. But again, that's not available for everyone. So I think the easiest is just to keep in mind that most likely the one that you'll get offered is the needle.
I understand now that as you do get older, it becomes more and more important, because we think of the flu as just, you know, sneezing and coughing and all that, but that can kill you, right?
Absolutely. So, and really, that's an important point, because many people think of the flu as being just a bad cold, but really it's very different. It's a contagious respiratory virus that, you know, being contagious, it means that it's very easily passed from one person to another. And just a point that you had made earlier where you were talking about people being in contact with people, that's really how it spreads, through little droplets, maybe when somebody coughs or sneezes or talks in, you know, just within a couple of feet of you. If they're infected, you can breathe that right in. The same thing if they've coughed or sneezed onto a surface and you touch that and then rub your own eyes or nose or mouth, you can actually contract the flu that way. So it's really easy to get it. And honestly, as we get older, actually there's two extremes. There's the older people and our young pediatrics. So any children under the age of 5, and even those under the age of 2, and if we move over to our adults, so 65 and older, and then even actually adults 50 and older, as we saw in our last flu season, are definitely at higher risk of complications from the flu, and really important to bring attention to both these groups as to how a flu vaccine can really help protect them.
Back with more from Dr. Monica Mercer in a moment. When you come to Las Vegas, you're always looking for value. You can find it at the Orleans Hotel. It's got a great Mardi Gras theme. They've got everything you need in the room. Suites have even more. You get a free shuttle to the Strip. You're not far from it in the first place, but you're real close by free shuttle. But there for the family, you've got a movie theater. You've got a bowling alley, an arcade, and an arena with some great live entertainment. Top all that with fantastic restaurants, and you really have something. It's just minutes away from the Strip. You want to stay there. So to make reservations, go to OrleansCasino.com. That's OrleansCasino.com. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi, nationwide on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, 2 blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. GetTheTea.com. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564.
That's 800-296-1564.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to Dr. Monica Mercer, Director of Scientific and Medical Affairs at Sanofi Pasteur. Okay, so let's look at it for some of the older folks, for example. Now, getting the flu, when we were younger, it's never pleasant. We always want to avoid it if you can. But as we get older, is it our immune systems or something that we're... You hear about this constantly where people actually died, and I think you have a figure where there's quite a bit of people have been hospitalized, like 84,000 were avoided because of the flu shot. Do I have that right?
Yes, you did. So that's, I mean, these are really big numbers. And so this is thinking about people who didn't actually get hospitalized because they had the flu vaccination. And that was in the 2016-17 season. And actually last season was also really concerning. If we're thinking about numbers, we're talking about people that actually didn't get their flu shots and ended up going to hospital. And that number actually jumped to 900,000. So really, we really need to get people vaccinated to avoid these complications that develop around flu or the severity of flu, because it is a severe virus. And people, as you say, they may get the flu and bounce back, but we also see a large number of people who get severe flu and end up getting hospitalized and even dying. And these numbers, especially last season, were far too high. We really need to get people vaccinated, because one of the points that you were asking around, as we get older, our immune system certainly do decline. It's just an age-related thing. Everything goes, including the immune system. It doesn't work as well.
Yeah.
And we also see people who have chronic conditions, like heart disease and diabetes and asthma, then a lot of these things you accumulate as we get older as well. And any time you have one of these chronic conditions, that can also impact your immune system and make you more vulnerable to the flu and really make you, you know, need that flu vaccine on board to help you prevent getting those severe complications.
Well, you know, Dr. Mercer, the other part is when we're talking about the really horrible things that we want to protect ourselves from dying or getting really sick, but isn't it nice just to, if you can avoid this thing at all, you know, you don't lose time at work, you feel good, because nobody enjoys the flu. There's nothing, it's not like a cold where you can baby yourself. When you have the flu, it's very uncomfortable.
It really is. A common cold is really sniffles, and you may, you know, feel a little irritated in your head. But flu is one of those things where really the symptoms are quite severe. It's horrible headaches. You feel like you know, everything aches. There's achy pains and chills and fever, cough, sore throat. Those are all the symptoms of flu. And typically, even if you have a mild case of flu, you generally will be in bed for a few days before you're feeling good enough to be out there again. So, yes, I agree with you. It's a really small price to pay to get your flu shot and to really help reduce your risk of getting flu.
Well, one other thing about the flu shot, because people were, you know, I was talking to some people we were going to have yawn, and they go, well, ask her about the fact that some flu, it only goes after certain strains. How does that work? I mean, it, you know, because you can still get the flu even though you have the shot. It's not a guarantee, but it just really puts the odds in your favor. Is that right?
Right. That's exactly right. So just to elaborate on that point, you know, flu vaccines are not 100% effective. In fact, not very little is 100% effective. And so I think that's important for people to know. There's still that chance that you may still get the flu. But what we do know from lots of surveillance and many studies that are now available is that even if you do get the flu, you actually get a much less severe case of the flu, and it does help reduce those other outcomes that may happen. We've seen definitely reductions in hospitalizations and even death attributed to the fact that people actually do get vaccinated and they can mitigate against that those risks. And Steve, I just wanted to draw attention, because if people are interested in the manufacturing of flu, and it is interesting because there's four strains or three strains, and they selected every season, which is part of the most sort of complicated and unpredictable part around flu, is it is this new flu season, every flu season. We actually have a podcast which was done in conjunction with Women in Government, which is a national nonprofit female state legislature organization. And together, in order to raise awareness around flu, we put together this podcast. And Elaine O'Hara, the CEO of Sanofi Pasteur, does a really nice job of talking through the flu manufacturing process and the different strains and why it is such a complicated process to develop a flu vaccine.
Well, that sounds really interesting, you know, and it's one of those things, it's not the most pleasant subject in the world, but it's important. And any way we can know more goes right along with what we do here in Las Vegas. You want to put the odds in your favor, and then that's one way to do it. So what's the name of the podcast again, and how do we find it?
Right. So there's two ways that you can find it. So if you're an avid podcast listener, you can just search on Women in Government. And if you're not used to doing podcasts, then you can also just go directly to the website, which is womeningovernment.org, and access the podcast on influenza through that.
Totally worth the time. Thanks so much, Dr. Mercer. We're going to go get those shots, and we'll feel better after. We'll go get an ice cream afterwards or something.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I go ahead and I applaud you, and thank you for the opportunity to share this important public health message with your listeners.
Time now for another visit with your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com.
First of all, this flaming tiki accident, you covered it naturally and so forth. Hell's Kitchen. It's one of those things, you see people with these flaming drinks and you wonder when that's going to happen. So what was the scoop and what was the fallout from that?
Well, it was not officially reported anywhere. However, I had somebody write to me a beautiful evening in Hell's Kitchen at Caesar's Palace. Someone caught on fire. Apparently there were two people, and it was related to one of the cocktails, the Donkey Punch, something like that. It's a flaming drink, and a lot of establishments have drinks that have, they set the liquor on fire, basically. So it sounds like this spilled on a customer, two customers, and the way it was described was they were engulfed in flames. I made a joke of it at first, but then I realized they actually went to the hospital, so it wasn't quite as funny. The next day, Caesars Entertainment confirmed that it had happened. I really thought, one, it's just a weird freak accident, but then I thought about how many bars and restaurants in Las Vegas have some kind of one of those presentations, you know, mixology, where there's flames involved, and you're putting, it's liquor, it's alcohol, which is flammable, so it was just a matter of time. It sounds like a freak accident. I don't know that I would discourage anybody from having a flaming drink, but maybe keep your distance and, you know, find a less nervous bartender, so somebody who maybe has, you know, some background in firefighting, so that if there's an accident, they can handle it. I have not heard any follow-up on how serious it was, but it sounds like it was superficial because it just got on their clothes, and it was sounded a little dramatic, but it it was just a weird freak accident. I don't laugh about it anymore, but it is a definite curiosity of Vegas that that happened.
Well, thanks, Scott, and thank you for listening. Next week, we will have another episode of Eddie O, the Wine Guy, speaking about entertaining over the holidays. And speaking of the holidays, you'll also meet singer Steve Tyrell, whose holiday shows at the Hotel Carlisle in New York City are a wonderful Christmas tradition. Have a great weekend. This is Stephen Maggi reminding you, Vegas never sleeps. Beaver!
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.